Blog Talk Radio. you have called that ministry to pass. You have called that ministry into order. God bless the ministry of Smile 3E Iron Sharpening Iron. For in Jesus' name we pray these things, and these things we pray. God bless everybody that's looking in live or on the archives or listening, that will be listening again in the archives. Just bless us, God, that we will hear your word. So if you all would turn with me to Psalms 139, it's 24 verses in 139, but we're going to read from 1 to 14. Okay, O Lord, thou hast searched me and knowest me. Thou knowest my down sitting and my uprising. Thou understandest my thoughts afar off. Thou compass my path and my lying down, and are adequate with all my ways. With all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before and laid thy hands upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot obtain unto it. Whether shall I go from thy spirit, or whether shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost part of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. For thou hast possessed my brains, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. I read that because I was praying the other day. I also was talking to Apostle Elect, and we was talking about some things. And as we was talking about what we were talking about, I was praying as we was talking, because, you know, the word said we should always pray. You know, we should be praying while we're talking. We should be praying while we're walking. We should be praying while we're driving. We should be praying while we're working, eating. No matter what we're doing, we should be praying. And because we want to make sure that while we're praying, if there's something that needs to be said, we want to say what God says. We want to say what his word says. We want to make sure we kind of keep ourselves out of the way, that we decrease and God increase, because every moment is a moment where you can minister to somebody or you can be ministered to. So you have to be always praying, because God may send a word to you when someone's talking to you, or send a word to you to release to someone. So while we was talking, I was listening to what the apostle was saying, and I said to her, I said, okay, I think I heard God tell me what to speak on Friday. And I said, oh, I'm going to talk to you about it later, because I wanted to make sure I was hearing God. So I was thinking about some things. I was looking at TV, and I heard God say, talk about something you've been saying for quite a while. Because I have heard this and I have read this scripture a long time ago, and I catch myself saying it a lot. It is 139, Psalms 139, verse 8. If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. And I began to think about that. I said, God, no matter what we do, people try to run, people try to hide, people try to use the excuse or the statement, oh, I can't go to church right now because I'm not ready, I got to get ready. You know, they always saying they got to get ready to come to God. You could never get ready to come to God. That's why in his word, he tell us we could come to him honestly and open-heartedly. We could come as we are. We're not going to stay that way, especially if we really want God to make a change in our life and in our hearts. And when we pray, we believe what we're praying, that when we say, God, set me free, deliver me from this, deliver me from that, God, take this out of me. And a lot of times we're looking for things to happen right away. But if we be honest, a lot of the stuff that's in us didn't happen right away. It was a thought, it was a plan, and then it was put in motion. So I'm not saying God don't take things away immediately. He do. But a lot of times immediately we don't let things go. We have to come to the fact some things we enjoy, some things we want to do, some things we have, as a lot of men and women of God let us know, we are accused of the can't help it. We want to be delivered because a lot of times I think we like the way it sounds. You know, we like the way it comes out of our mouth, and we just have to get to the point. We have to just stop being honest and say, God, I really want to be delivered from this. I really want to be delivered from that. I had to remember it was something that I did when I was younger. And my mom said to me, she said, Renee, ain't nothing you can do. You can hide from, that think you can hide it from God. God is everywhere. God sees everything. God knows everything. She said, I don't care what you do or where you go. God will meet you there. God will be there. She said, if you make your bed in hell, God is going to be there. And I said, Mom, where you get that from? She said, it's in the Bible. Look it up. Even though she showed me, and I read it for myself, his word says, if you make your bed in hell, he'll be there. Hey, Earthquake, how you doing? Hey, Tercel, how you doing, Mel? I'm just saying this because a lot of times we think we, you know how you say, you throw the rock and hide your hand. We think we're sneaking and doing something, and even in God's word, I think it's the 15th verse, it said, my substance was not hid from thee when I was made in the secret. You know that the lower parts of the earth. I said that to say, a lot of times we think we do stuff and God is asleep or God is blinking or God didn't see it. You can hide from everybody else but God. He is. That's right, Chris. You can hide it from your sister, your brother, your mother, your father. You can hide it from anybody you want to. Hey, Mel. But you can't hide from God. I'm not saying you have to be perfect, because the word of God said there's none perfect but one, and that's God. But if you be in the perfect will of God, if you perfectly want to be used by God, if you perfectly want to hear God's word, you talk to God, and you be faithful with the little things that God has given you. Apostle Cecilia Kaiser always talks about, well, she talked about in one of her sermons, she said, what is that in your hand? You know, the word of God said, whatever your hand's trying to do, do it. What is that in your hand? If God gave you the need for the love of homeless people, that's what you do. I don't care if the people you're around don't want to work with them, but if God gave you that passion, that's what you do. if God gave you the passion for child care and you know that you could be a help to someone who has children, y'all excuse my cat. If you could be a help to someone that has children, be a help to them, not a harm to them. Like, for example, this cat behind me. He's not mine. I said my cat because he's living with me right now. My nephew, who I love very dearly, Brandon, him and his wife was expecting twins. And Brandon wanted to concentrate on his wife, work and his wife and God's work. I'm sorry, working for God, God's business. He didn't have time for the cat. So he called and got in touch with me and asked me if I would watch his two cats. He has two cats. They're brothers, Einstein and Newton. Why he named them that, I don't know, but that's their names. He asked me to watch them while he go through this. Now, mind you, the wife was in the trimester part of the pregnancy when he wanted to make sure that allergies and nothing else could get in the atmosphere to affect what he was doing, because they were set in the atmosphere to bring in birth. They ended up having twins. So I accepted that call because I wanted to help my family. I love helping my family, so that's what God had me to do, was say yes. I could have said I didn't want to, but I wanted to help him and her, to let them know no matter what they think, somebody's there, somebody do care about you, you know. But that's another story. But back to what I was saying, whatever you find that God has put in you, myself and Apostle Elect, God gave us the ministry for children years ago. When we were young, we had the nerve to always take somebody's kid somewhere and be with us, not because they couldn't do it, but because maybe they was at work, or at that time the finances were a little tight, but God blessed us to be able to work with children. We were in high school working with children. And, you know, most people know when kids are in high school, they're too busy trying to do for themselves, but that's what God had gave us. And when we realized that this is what was a passion of ours, we did it. And we were successful in what we were doing because God was with us. See, what you say, Pastor Troy? Like Pastor Troy said, I did it for him. For example, when Pastor Troy was young, and I had this convertible truck. I love loud sounds. Everybody that know me know that. And I went by to visit, and I took him for a ride, and we began to talk. And he was telling me about some dreams and some desires he had, and I was able to share with him the ups and the downs about that situation, because God had put on my heart, don't try to use this person or let this person be used, because God put in my heart to love on this young man, regardless, because we were family, but because he was a young person looking for guidance and for leadership and answers. You have to know when God puts something in you, God's going to be there with you. That's why the word says, if I ascend into heaven, he'll be there. If you make your bed in hell, he'll be there. So if you want to be on the other side, God will be there. And he's going to be telling you, I got something better for you. Mm-hmm. I got something you need on this side. You know, we had to say, God may not come when you want him, but he comes, he's always on time. So if you surrender and give your heart, your mind, your desires over to God and let him use them, God's going to be there. I really wanted to talk about your bed in hell, but God is telling me to talk about something else, because somebody is going to see this. They're seeing it now, they're going to see it later. You have to know whatever your dream is, your desire, before you start trying to make it happen, give it to God. I'm going to say it again. Give it to God. Because nothing can go forth or come to pass, not unless God allows it. Now, when God allows it, it's going to be blessed. When you go ahead and do it, it's going to be a mess. Mm-hmm. Because you're going to have this person in your ear and that person in your ear and somebody else looking at you like, you think you ought to. But if you give it to God, God is going to lead and guide you. Verse number 3 says, Thou compass my path and my laying down. So if you got a program, you got a plan, you got a desire, give it to God. It's something God had put in my heart, and I prayed about it, and to make sure that I wasn't full of myself, and people had been speaking it to me and over me for quite a while, and I think I just started to really believe it now. He had Apostle Elect say to me, one night she called me real late and said, get a pencil and a paper, write this down. I was tired and I wanted to go to sleep, but I was obedient. I got the paper and the pencil and I wrote it down. She said, now God said, think of the name. Now, when that came to pass, when I went to sleep and I began to dream, God was telling me that because I put it in his hands, he's going to make it happen. I just started telling people things like, you know, I like to make people laugh. And all of a sudden, I just started saying, you're getting this from me now for free, but in a minute, you're going to pay to come see me. And I said that because I put it before God. When you put your dreams and desires, excuse the other cat, I don't know what's into them tonight. When you put them before God, God will be there. When you do things out of your greed, when you do things out of your envy, God is going to be there too. When God takes his hands off of it, God is going to be there. We see the stuff that's going on the news with the police and these body cameras and people videoing and these drive-bys and these expressway shootings and all of this stuff, and people are starting to get caught. When enough is enough, God will be there. But I believe in my heart, somewhere along the line, God has said, stop. He's trying to talk to you. He's trying to get your attention, but you won't. You won't listen. You won't stop. Because you got the plan. You know what to do. You got it. You know all about it. You know how to do this, do that. But God will release you, and then you have to make sure you know wherever your plan, whatever you planned, whatever you thought you planned, God was there all the time. Now, did you allow him to lead you and guide you, or did you try to do it on your own? Because if you go over to verse 23 and 24 in Psalms 139, it says, seek me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting. So when you ask God to seek you, whether you know it or not, by your daily actions, you're asking God to seek you, because who gives you the breath of life every day? God blesses you going in, going out, going to sleep, waking up, going through your daily ventures, giving you the ability to use your limbs, giving you the ability to talk, the ability to walk. We take these things for granted because we just think we got to, have to, and going to have them. But I'm a witness that the ability to walk can be taken like that. The ability to talk can be taken like that. The ability to even feed yourself, comb your hair, brush your teeth, wash yourself can be gone like that. I'm a witness. I had a stroke, and sorry, the cat is pushing the thing. Go lay down. When I had the stroke, I wasn't able to do a lot of things for myself. It was hard to get up. It was hard to sit down. It was hard to stand up. It was hard to feed myself. It was hard to do whatever I needed to do, but I prayed every day, and I said, God, you gave me visions when I was younger of things I would be doing in my latter years. I said, God, I believe those visions. I asked you to save me, God, because, okay, we're going to be honest. When I tell you about things that you could get wrapped up in the world, when they say, oh, don't go over there, ain't nothing to do out there in the world. There's a lot of things to do out there in the world. But when you hear God say, what you say, Minister Margot? In God we live, more breath, and have our being. Yes. When you're living in the world, you can get caught up out there and and some things. And when you hear God say to you, son, daughter, it's good if you say yes, Lord. Because if you turn around and you see ain't nobody there. I remember one time I was walking down the street and I heard somebody call my name, and I turned around and I didn't see nothing. And I kind of got a little, what's that? Somebody playing with me? Kept walking. I heard somebody call my name again. And I didn't hear nothing. I just kept walking. But the first thing, it kind of scared me because I heard them call me just plain a day. And what I did, I remember the first thing that came out of my mouth, I said, oh, Lord, what's that? I mean, I didn't say nothing else. I didn't curse. I mean, I wouldn't say nothing. I didn't curse. I didn't act a fool. Who's calling me? I just turned around. I said, oh, Lord, what's that? And I said, God, please get me home safely. I had enough sense in my messed up life to understand that I needed to call on the name of Jesus. And I'm saying that to say this. When you're in the world and you get caught up in a place and you don't know how to get out, call on the name of Jesus. Keep calling on that name every day. Keep calling on the name all day. Keep trusting that name is going to give you strength and power to get you through. Because I just read to you, if thou take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me up. Just to know, verse 7 says, whether shall I go from thy spirit, or whether shall I flee from thy presence? There's nowhere you can go. You can't go to sleep under a paper bag or behind a rock and God don't know it. You can't, Margot said, there's something about the name of Jesus. Yes, there's something about the name of Jesus. You can't even live in a mansion and be rich and God don't know it. You can't be poor, live on the street, under the expressway in a tent, and God don't know it. Wherever you find yourself, be content. If you make your bed in hell, God will be there. If you find yourself looking and longing for God, make your request known. Talk to God. Say, God, here I am, Lord. I said, if you say it, I believe it. If your word tell me you said it, I believe it. When I'm praying to you and you talk to me, God, I believe it. Repent. Stay before God. even if you're sitting out talking to somebody, I don't care what they're saying, y'all drinking, talking, whatever. In your, while they're talking and you listening, you can hear them, but just be praying and asking God, God, remove this from me. Remove this desire. Take me out of this place. God, I don't want to be here no more. And watch how God starts changing your desires. Watch how God build up your character to just tell somebody, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't get nothing out of this. I'm not excited about this. Chris said, you can run, but you can't hide. That's true. You can run, but you can't hide. You know, I remember hearing late Pastor Frederick Thomas preach, and Prophetess Thomas say, while she was preaching, you could be in a room. She was preaching to the young ladies, and the pastor was speaking to the young ladies. Say, you could be in a room where it could be 100 women, thousands, whatever. If God got somebody for you, that person will see only you. I don't care how many of them are in there, but that person will see only you. Like, when you sit back and you think about these fairy tale stories and stuff like that, where Snow White, only one person can kiss her and she'll magically wake up. Cinderella, this prince went around with this slipper and only one foot can fit in this magical slipper. But when you think about all of that, it goes back to say, when God has something for you, it's for you. I know you probably said I was doing a little rambling, but I was just trying to get you to think about how a lot of things in the natural works with the spirit, because God is a spirit. He is not, you know, man, woman. He's a spirit. It said the spirit of the Lord has come upon me. You have to understand what spirit you're working under. You have to understand that God is such an awesome God that he can be everywhere with anybody all times of the day or the night. The word even says that at night is like day to him. Night and day is both the same to God. It's nothing you could do that will cause God not to see you, not to hear you, not unless you do one of them things in the word that says that it is an abomination in the sight of God. He will still see you, but once you do one of those, God won't hear from you. He won't hear you no more. And you just have to say, God, I don't want to make my bed in hell. And if my bed, you feel that your bed is in hell, get before God. No matter how we talk about this, no matter how we put it, place it, or whatever, it's all about getting before God, knowing that no matter where you go, no matter what you do, God is there. If you doing good things, God is there. Male say, yes, everything hidden shall soon come to light, as we know. If only the wages for sin is death. Jesus is the only salvation. God knows our true heart. He's never fooled. He knows past, present, and future. That's so true. Because God knows our true heart. And he said in his word that nothing in man is good. Nothing dwells good in the heart of man. Minister Margo say, what could separate us from the love of God? That should be our daily scripture that we live by, our motto. Nothing could separate me from the love of God. I want to be consumed by God. I remember when riding my bike was my morning breakfast, my afternoon lunch, my brunch, my dinner, my snack. I wouldn't eat. I just want to ride my bike. But one day I said, God, I want to love you more than I love my bike. And MCs understand this. When you're a rider, a true rider, riding motorcycles is not a hobby for me. It's a passion. I can't make fun of your passion and say, oh, that's because I can't choose what's best for you, because some people love to cook. I love to eat. Yeah, I can tell. Some people love to garden. I love to look at it, see how beautiful it is. Some people love to sew. I love to shop. I want to wear it and see if I can look good in it. Some people love doing hair. They love doing hair. I braid my hair because I hate combing my hair. I'm just saying, whatever your passion is. Some people love to write books, write movies. I would love to write a book, love to write a movie. I would love to be in a movie. But I just sit back right now and I watch them because I know where my talent lies. But at the same sense, we have to say, God, where is our true talent? God, what talent did you give me to reach the people that you have told me to minister to? Because a lot of times we don't understand that our ministry is what God told our ministry. But I said we don't understand it because a lot of times we want to do what other people do. And I remember hearing this growing up. Apostle Sandra Thomas said it. My mom said it. My Aunt Sweetie said it. My baby sister said it. A lot of family members had said it before I heard it in the street. Stop wanting what other people have. One of the commandments say, don't covet thy neighbor's house. They male servant, female servant, don't covet thy neighbor. And what they meant by that is, do not be so honorary, hateful, and jealous that you want to take what somebody else have, or you want to try to, I took it as you want to try to be a replica of someone else. Because, see, Apostle Sandra Thomas said, a late Apostle Sandra Thomas said, a woman once told her she wanted her anointing. So the apostle said, you sure? You sure you want this? Because, see, you don't know what this cost me. See, you don't know what it cost me to sit on here on Facebook and talk to you all, whether it's nobody, one person, two person, three person, what. You don't know what it cost me. See, when I say God tell me I'll go, I had to trust he'll be there with me. When I said God tell me I'll say it, I had to trust he'll be there. But when God told me to go on Facebook as well as Blog Talk where I don't see people but I'm just talking, I had to trust that God will be there so that when I'm talking to you, you will know that I'm telling you what thus said the Lord. That's right, Chris. What is our purpose? When I was out in the world, I did a lot of things. A lot of things. I had to repent. I had to throw my hands up. And I said, God, I surrender. Some of you all have heard my testimony, but those that haven't, I was having fun. I was having a good time. But I heard God say something to me. And I know it was God. I didn't act like I didn't know. I had to say, Lord, help me. Help me get out of this. Help me be able to walk away from this and not want to go back. You know that word, say, like a dog, go back to their vomit. God, take this from me that I won't miss it. I had a conversation this morning that said certain things we was talking about we used to do, we don't even miss no more. It is like a blessing. I guess you have to get to that place to understand it. It's like a blessing. I'm not saying I don't miss my friends, my associates, yes, but it's certain things I don't miss. I don't have to worry about being on time and doing this and doing that. Because, see, right now, I'm like what Chris Fuller just said. I'm about my purpose. I want to make sure I have it right. Pastor Troy had us put on Facebook. I'm waiting for my promise, my purpose and my promise. Something like that he had to put on Facebook. So while I'm waiting on my promise, I got to be about my purpose. My purpose is doing what God told me to do because, what you know what I know? God is right there with me. I'm so happy that God loved me so much. He brought me through all my ailments. He brought me through all my illness. He brought me through my setbacks. He brought me through my fallbacks. He brought me through my failures. What I mean by failures is that I failed to do this, I failed to do that. But when I just really threw myself to the altar and said, God, I'm yours, Lord. All that I am, all that I'm not, I'm yours, Lord. Try me and see if I can be completely yours. When I started singing that and weeping before God and telling God that I wanted to be his, I wanted to be tried, I wanted him to just do what he needed to do, as Minister Margo said, the Lord is faithful. I hear that from her and I hear that from Apostle all the time. The Lord is faithful. So I'm going to share that with you all. The Lord is faithful. Just get before him and just know wherever you make your bed, don't just be content, but just know wherever you find yourself trying to hide, trying to slip, trying to slide, God is going to be there. If God has given you something to do in the kingdom of God, heaven, for the kingdom of heaven, I should say, that's our foundational scripture, Matthew 6 and 33. That's what Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron Ministry, and Blog Talk is built on. Matthew 6 and 33. Seek ye the kingdom of heaven. I'm sorry, seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. I'm going to repeat it again in full, but I just want you all to know when you seek the kingdom of God, all these things, the deliverance, the healing, the breakthrough, the faithfulness, the love, the want, the desire is going to be added unto you. You can't do for God and not be added to, because God is a God of charity. God is a God of deliverance. God is a God of everything. I'm so excited about what I was saying to you all, trying to get my point across of what God is doing. I'm going to tell you what our foundational scripture says. It says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Let me turn to, and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. When you find yourself in a place that you don't have no happiness, you don't have no understanding, the Word of God says, ask. Ask. When you find yourself not fully trusting God, if you lack wisdom, ask. If you find yourself not believing God, if you like lack of wisdom, ask. And you're going to be told. You can find it through Genesis and Revelation. You can find it. You may find a book that it will be your favorite book in the Bible. You may find a scripture that will be your favorite scripture in the Bible. Chris says he will equip you with what you need as long as you stay in his will. That's true. Just what helped me to get out of the place that I was at, it's some new songs I was singing, and I had to just start singing some old songs, like I'm Yours, Lord, Try Me and See, Zion is Calling Me to a Higher Place of Praise. I started listening to Daryl Coolidge. I think that's how you say his last name. He's gone on to heaven now. I started listening to him, and then I heard these two young men I was introduced to through ministry, Canton Jones, I'ma Stay Saved, because I started noticing things that was coming against me and coming up against me. I didn't want to curse, but if I did curse, I'd repent. God, I'ma stay saved. I'ma stay saved. You know, a lot of times we don't want to tell on ourselves that I let something come out of my mouth that shouldn't have. Yeah, many times. But I did right away repent to God. Get that. It's still in there. And it's in that deep. Because it didn't just come out. It came out with authority. Get that, Lord. I found myself doing some things I shouldn't have did. I said, God, get that. That thing came out with a routine like this, how you do it. Mm-hmm. I had to say, God, you said if I make my bed in hell, I'll be there. Mm-hmm. I'll be there with you. I had to start reading his word, and he said, you know, I don't know if I read it one time, and I'm going to go back and refresh my memory with it. But he was saying that if a man that do good and God come back, how would he be judged? If a man do bad and God come back and he's doing good, how would he be judged? And I started thinking about the people with that went to work for the man with the vineyard, and the ones that been there all day was upset about the ones that came in at the last hour, but they still got the penny, and the owner said, did I do anything wrong? Did you not say you would work for a penny as well? I paid everybody their same wages, not saying that I would give you more for more work, or I give them less for less work. I just had to start applying God's word to my life and say, God, what I get out of your word, someone else may not. No, you can talk to the Father about everything that we experience. You're right, Minister Margo. We could talk to God about everything we experience. And see, that's why God said that he's given everybody a choice. Choose you this day whom you're going to serve. Because, see, the word, when I read it, it applies to my life for the things I've done and haven't done. And the word, when you read it, hey, Regina, thanks for joining in. It applies to your life for the things you've done and haven't done. You have to make sure you have a personal relationship with God. You can't have a relationship with God because I do. Because, see, I know someone that said God told them they can't look at TV. I can't say I don't understand it, but for whatever reason, God took TV away from them, and they don't have a problem with it. That's what their relationship is with God. Chris say, ask, he will give. Seek, you will find. Knock, and those doors will be open. Yes, Lord, that's true. Because like I said with the young lady that told me that God took TV away from her, she has no problem with it. Honestly, she don't. Now, don't get me wrong. She have a couple of TVs in her house. But she only, I think, is there for when people come to visit so that they will be entertained. But she has no heartaches about it. Me, I love looking at TV, but that's not what God took from me. It's something else God took from me that had more weight in my heart than the TV does. You know, because God said he would take your candlestick away from you if you praise that more than you praise him. God, he'll deal with that. So I'm just saying, whatever you do, just remember, God will be there. When you up ministering his word, when you up doing what he told you to do, when you being about his business, God will be there. If you think you're running and hiding and being slick, God's going to be there. So whatever you do, don't give up. Only give in to the Spirit of God. Only give in to the will of God. Only give in to the love of God. Repent and say, yes, Lord, here I am. Get me to the place you need me to be to do what you want me to do. And don't worry about what people say about you, because I'm going to tell you a secret. I don't know if you know, but people talk about you anyway. They do talk about me. So this way you go ahead. At least when you're talking about me, you're going to say, oh, she called herself ministering. That's what they tell me all the time. Oh, I heard you call yourself ministering. I just laugh, because if you heard it, I guess I'm doing it. You're talking about it. It doesn't matter. Because I'm about my Father's business. And that's letting me know somewhere along the line I'm doing what God told me to do. But I'm faithful to this ministry. Smile 3E Iron, Sharpening Iron. Blog Talk Radio Ministry. That's www. World Wide Web. We are here every Sunday morning, this Sunday, 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with Apostle-elect Celia Kaiser, Minister Sheila Kaiser. We'll be here this Monday. It's the first Monday with Dr. Serena Wright, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Then that first Friday that rolls around, guess what? It's me again, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm on the first and third Fridays. Prophet Antoine is on the second and fourth Friday. If it's a fifth Friday, we either minister together or one or the other. And we do what God tells us to do. But I'm faithful to this ministry. God has called me to faithfulness to him right now. I'm not saying right later it's going to be something else. But to him right now, I got to show God I'm faithful to what he has called me to do before I can go to the next level. Because, see, each time you have proven your faithfulness back to God, God know he can trust you with something else. So don't matter where you at. Remember this, God is going to be there. So please make your bed in the Word of God. Because that's what I call it, the Word of God. God is there in his Word. So our foundational scripture one more time, Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So if there's anybody on Blog Talk that want to say something, I believe the lines are open. You can speak now. If anybody on Facebook want to continue to say something, type in. I'll read it out. And we can go from there. But I just tell you all, we love you with the love of the Lord. There's nothing you can do about it. Get about our Father's business. And just know wherever you at, he'll be there. The lines are open. Okay, well, I'm assuming Blog Talk isn't speaking because of people on Facebook are talking to me. Well, they have talked. So I'm just happy. I'm just excited. Like I said, whether it's one or two people or nobody listening, I'm doing what God has told me to do. Thank you. Thank you, Mel. I needed to remind myself, too, on tonight. Mel said, thank you, Sylvia. I needed that. I needed that tonight. I needed it tonight, too, because sometimes we can get so caught up in ourselves that we forget, no matter where we at. If we angry, God is there. If we happy, God is there. I'm asking my job for something. I'm ready to retire. And it's something I have on the table that I'm asking for. And we know that the word says we have not because we ask not. And I don't need to go into details with it right now because it's something I'm asking. And I've already put it in God's hand. So I'm believing God for it. I'm believing God for it. Because one thing I do know, God is able. He'll be there. I believe what I got on the altar, God is going to make happen. I believe it's going to happen better than what I asked for. So I want to say to you all, thank you all for joining in. Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you all for listening. Don't forget, we'll be here next week. Father God, I ask you to just take care of everybody that's on here tonight. What Minister Margot says, thank you for sharing this. May God continue to bless you too, Minister Margot. I thank God for tonight. I thank God for all of you all for sharing back with me. I ask God to open the door for everyone, give you your heart's desire, heal your loved ones, heal you, do what you need him to do. You know how people will say, I know you did. I'm not for sure what anybody needs. But one thing I'm for sure, we all need the Lord. What you need to do is remember God is there. God is there. He's there with the tears. He's there with the smiles. He's there when you're happy. He's there when you're sad. He's there when you even said, I'm about to give up. Don't give up. Give in. Give in to the Lord. Don't quit. Get about God's business. Start up. Some business is going to start. Some prayers are going to be answered. I know because I got them on the altar. Some prayers is going to be answered. Keep this ministry in your prayers. That's all I ask you to do. And for those of you that's looking at this in the archives, when you look at this, this word is for you. Some of you all, God said, time out. And others of you all, God said, step up. I'm one of them. He's telling to step up. And I'm stepping out on God's word because his word says he'll be there. I want to read this for you one more time. Search me, O Lord, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Don't forget, y'all, that was verse 23 and 24 of Psalms 139. Verse 14 of 139 said, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. So look at this. Point to yourself, touch yourself, and say, I'm a work of God, and I am fearfully and marvelously made. Yes. Thank you all. If you get a chance, write on your Facebook page on tonight. Tag me in as Sylvia Kaiser. No matter where I'm at, God will be there. Okay, good night, everybody. Good night, Blog Talk. No matter where I'm at, God will be there. I wrote it down for myself. Good night.
Hey, Facebook.